Gracias, señor.
Thank you, President. We'd like to thank the presidency for the presentation of the document on the elements of the Lausanne Action Plan. My delegation agrees with the views expressed in paragraphs 3 and 4. Of particular importance for us is the presence of measurable actions through indicators. And we believe that the indicators should be selected on the basis of specific parameters. They should provide robust and sound measures for assessing progress towards implementation of the actions. And they need to be clear and easy to interpret and be suitable as a basis for comparison at the international level. They should not impose an additional burden on member states, and to the extent possible, they should be based on verifiable and quantifiable data sources which allow for long-term measurements. These indicators would thus provide a key tool for measuring and monitoring the implementation of the Convention. At the same time, and this is maybe something that we have not fully considered, but we have not explored sufficiently, the indicators could have the potential to contribute to the design and permanent assessment of public policies aimed at national level implementation of the Convention, and which in the long run could contribute to strengthening the sense of national ownership. In relation to paragraph 5 on the structure of the future action plan, although the Dubrovnik action plan was practical and useful in the last few years, we do believe there is room for improvement, given that now we have a fuller understanding of the strengths and weaknesses of the Convention and its implementation. Therefore, the action plan should serve as a guide for states parties to tackle the specific challenges identified in the review document. We therefore agree with the proposals for including a cross-cutting elements section at the start of the document and in the individual sections as appropriate. This will contribute to focus attention on pending issues or issues that require strengthening. In relation to the proposal to split the clearance and risk education section into two different segments, we could agree to that. Our experience has shown that these are two different obligations which actually involve the work and cooperation of different entities. It would provide greater clarity as to the individual nature of each obligation without subsuming one into the other. On the proposal to strengthen the implementation aspects, my delegation would consider a separate or standalone section on this aspect of the Convention. First of all, because we believe that it is actually worthy of a dedicated section, we would be cautious in principle with strengthening the implementation topic within the section on universalization, as we feel this could be counterproductive vis-a-vis the universalization efforts. As regards the synergies between action plans and conventions, my delegation agrees with what has already been said, namely that at the national level we tend to tackle things together, and therefore we believe that generating synergies between action plans is not just convenient, but it actually complements and strengthens the virtuous relationship at the national level between international humanitarian law and disarmament. This applies to the Anti-Personal Landmine Convention and the CCM. Building such synergies needs to be done, bearing in mind that memberships are different, and we do need to avoid creating additional obligations which are not agreed upon, as stated in the document. President, we also agree with the idea of having a specific framework which will lead to a general understanding of the implementation of the convention, which is contained in paragraphs 7 and 8, and the inclusion of cross-cutting elements in the instruction of the document and in each individual section as appropriate, as indicated. One of the aspects to be highlighted as an element to be included as a cross-cutting element and with actions for implementation in the various sections of the Convention is that of gender and diversity. And by that I mean age, socioeconomic situation, ethnic origin, religion, sexual orientation, political views, or you might just call it gender mainstreaming, thus emulating a very good best practice recently agreed on by the Anti-Personal Mine Convention. For my delegation, this dovetails with various aspects of the Convention. It recognizes that the experience, capabilities, and situations of different people within a society vary, and it would allow for a better understanding of their specific needs, which in turn contribute to safeguarding their rights to a greater extent. This recognition would help cement the legitimacy of the Convention at the national level and strengthen the ultimate purpose of adopting the Convention, which is to end human suffering.